Time is short, so let's press on. Let's get to Israel in El Paso, Texas. Hello, Israel.
Hello, Pastor. Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to talk
about? I got a question. I just had a relative die on Tuesday from COVID. He was on a respirator.
Okay.
And the priest gave him his last rites about 12 hours before he died, but he was already on the respirator. He was cognizant, but he couldn't speak.
Okay.
And it was also done over a video call, a FaceTime call. My question
what was
is...
Done? Okay, pause. What was done over the FaceTime call? The priest prayed with him? Because you can't administer the sacraments over Zoom. So what actually was done?
Yeah, that's because they won't let the priest into the hospital over here in El Paso. That's the rules they got over here. So
that's
the priest wasn't able to go visit him in the hospital.
Okay, so those were not the last rites. Those were not the sacraments. That was hopefully a comforting opportunity for him to pray with this man. But sadly, there was no sacrament given to him because you can't do it over Zoom.
Oh, man, I thought I was afraid of.
Well,
okay,
don't let it bring you down. Don't let it bring you down. Here's why. Because if you're... this man was your uncle, you say, or who was he to you?
He was married to my sister-in-law.
So he's kind of an extended family by marriage.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. In his final days or hours or whenever this took place, if, as the priest was praying with him, and my guess is the priest asked him, are you ready? Are you, you know, do you love God? Are you sorry for your sins? Hopefully the priest asked those kinds of questions. And even if he couldn't verbally respond, even if just in his own heart he was saying yes to the Lord, and he was truly sorry for his sins, not so much because of punishment, but because of his love for God, then he would have died in the state of grace. You can say an act of contrition, Israel, and if you really mean it, if you really are sorry for your sins, and let's say you have mortal sins on your soul and you can't get to confession because they won't let the priest in, and you die subsequently, but you've made a good, sincere act of contrition, you die in the state of grace, in which case he may have to spend some time in purgatory to prepare to see the Lord face to face. But if he died in the state of grace, then he'll go to heaven. So your job now, and that of your family members as well, is to pray for him, pray the rosary for him, offer masses for him, and remember him in your prayers, because that will help him, if he happens to be in purgatory, it'll help him get to heaven faster.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know, Patrick. Thank you very much.
You got it, man. And don't lose hope, okay? Be hopeful.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got another cousin that just got put on a respirator, also here in El Paso this morning, and I just wanted to ask for prayers from all our relevant radio family. We pray for her. Name is Christy.
I will definitely ask everyone to pray. May I ask how old Christy is?
Christy is 48 years old.
So young. And she's on a respirator now.
Yes.
Does she have any comorbidities like diabetes or heart disease or anything like that?
Well, she's a cancer survivor, and she doesn't have a spleen, so she does have underlying conditions, and she went into cardiac arrest last night, and been put on the respirator since then. So we're just asking for prayers for her.
You got it. In fact, here's what we'll do, Israel. Before we take this next break, why don't we all pray together, not only for the gentleman who just died, but also for Christy, who is in the... I guess she's in intensive care right now. Why don't we pray the Memorare prayer, asking Our Lady to pray for Christy as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions for Christy and the others who are suffering, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right,
amen,
Israel.
Patrick. Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Onward, Christian soldiers. Okay, let's take a break, and we will come right back with the rest of the show and your phone calls right after this.